News Talk 1620 WTAW, Texas A&M University and the A&M system announcing today new policies addressing student sexual assault and misconduct cases. A&M President Michael Young announcing 11 actions, and here's some of that background information that Young provided to reporters.
We did not want to wait till this process had played out. Universities are deliberative institutions, to be sure, and appropriately so, but at the same time, we wanted to be sure that we, as we identified things, we moved as quickly as we could. And these 11 actions will be the first iteration of actions. We will have a sanctioning model, which will be explained to you a little bit further, which is designed to create more sort of predictability and consistency and understanding of what the sanctions are likely to be for what kinds of behavior, so that everybody understands that a little better. Related to that is not only a question of participation in the university, but also participation in extracurricular activities. And as you can see, our decision there is to determine that at the sanctioning moment, not leave those determinations for later, and not necessarily leave those, for example, participation on an athletic team, not leave that up to the coaches, but rather that's determined, at least in the first instance, at the sanctioning level as well. And then also look at the issue of interim restrictions, both in terms of presence at the university as well as participation in extracurricular activities, that at the moment we had some processes for that, but to clarify that and the responsibility for determining that. Number five really deals with clarity with respect to communications so that people can better understand what the processes are, where to report, what kind of services are available, as well as monitor and track where the case is at any given moment and next steps and so forth. And so update that and create a more usable, robust site. And then also expand our capacity to deal with all this by enhancing the personnel and the power of the Title IX office in terms of resources and authority, ensuring that it is structured in a way that has adequate resources to deal with the challenge and start that with some immediate hires as well. Going to number eight, we also want to ensure that as people are walking through this process, that they have one case manager that helps them through and is able to get them through the process and to appropriate resources throughout the process, as well as consistency of understanding and so forth. Again, partially to minimize the number of times that one needs to relive this experience and so forth as part of the process. In that context, increased understanding that the propriety of having counselors available can be very useful. We want to make those counselors even more available by expanding the number of counselors and their distribution around campuses into appropriate places where they are able to be accessed much more easily and quickly in relationship to the process going on here. And then additional training, certainly for the people who are first line involved in this, but also for the entire university community who might encounter this. What is the reporting requirement for anybody who is told of these? How do we help those people steer people to the right set of resources and the right set of processes, and ensure again that is trauma informed in the way it's done. And then finally, we feel in part is our responsibility, even to other institutions and students at other universities, to ensure that if there are determinations made and concluded, that that's actually noted on the transcript of the involved student, so that people can be aware of that if their attempts to transfer to move on. Not that one would necessarily discourage that from happening in appropriate circumstances, but we we think is a responsibility to other schools and other students that noting what had happened at this one was important.
Next, you'll hear from Texas A&M Vice President for Student Affairs Daniel Pugh how the university is defining sexual harassment, domestic abuse and violence, stalking, sexual exploitation, dating abuse and violence, non-consensual sexual contact, and sexual abuse, and how those penalties align with those particular offenses.
That decision-making is going to be vested and remanded with the Dean of Students. And so the Dean will be able to take a look at those the matters and make a determination whether or not that student's eligible to perform and represent and participate in those groups. Also of note as well is that we've got, if you see the bottom 3 points that are there, students that are found responsible for the sex-based violence, non-consensual sexual penetration, a minimum of 1 year suspension will occur. And if you do get a year suspension, you will not be able to return to represent or participate, as well as you'll be barred from receiving institutional administered scholarships as well. And then finally, anyone that's engaged in predatory, that predation of behaviors, will be permanently expelled from the university.
When you talk about the actions, is it that are going to occur from this day on, or does that include past actions? I mean, how are y'all kind of going to use that for starting the day?
Well, we can apply the sanctions today.
Right. But if an incident occurred before today, how is that being treated? Is that essentially case in point?
We can still implement the sanctioning guideline that way.
Okay.
And that's a training model that is always available to us with regards to those standards.
Right. So if a student's been found responsible, I just wanted to clarify, student's already been found responsible, today sanctions can be implemented immediately, correct?
If there's a hearing today, we'll start implementing these. We've got some training up to do, though, real quick.
Right.
The comments from Vice President for Student Affairs Daniel Pugh and President Michael Young is in addition to the outside consultant A&M has hired. That consultant is coming back to campus, according to Provost Carol Fierke, and Dr. Fierke talking about the work that is still to be done at A&M and in conjunction with the consultants.
They made 4 main recommendations. One was to, and you'll see that these recommendations are quite similar to our internal reviews. They suggested that we have an omnibus policy to improve clarity and access about what our Title IX policies are. Right now we have them, but they're in multiple places, so the goal here is to put them all in one place. They also talked about streamlining reporting obligations. Again, so all employees at the university at Texas A&M are mandatory reporters, helping all of them understand how to move forward and report. They also, a major recommendation for us was to redefine the role of the Title IX coordinator, clarifying resources and authority, and then to establish an ongoing collaborative process for evaluating policy procedures. On the next slide, this is again what President Young announced as approved actions. And I want to point out that there are actions on here that are consistent with the recommendations. So 6 is enhance and empower Title IX office. There is also the new guidelines for the omnibus website. And so we are moving forward with those actions. However, we are not done. We have a number of ongoing actions. The first is that President Young has charged us to explore alternative resolution models, including to move from a panel model to a centralized investigator model for student, faculty, and staff cases. We are also launching an implementation task force that is going to follow up on those 11 recommendations to, in the short term, make sure that we implement them, and then that will serve longer term as the committee that will ensure continuous improvement. We are also going to launch a faculty sanction task force to try to make an employee sanctions model similar to what we've done with the students' sanction model. And finally, we are establishing benchmark considerations to ensure that Texas A&M is a national leader. And in particular, we are going to work on our educational programs. Prevention is the best policy. So finally, we've been working on whether the policies, the procedures, the practices that we are recommending meet the concerns that we heard from the advocacy group and other sexual assault survivors on campus.
Final comments come from A&M President Michael Young, the final question asked of reporters, and that is why should students trust the list of actions that have been announced, whether that'll have any impact on the investigation and taking action on any student complaints in sexual assault and misconduct cases.
Well, I think there certainly if a number of reports of people who've been through the process suggesting that the process, while not optimal, maybe confusing, maybe difficult, actually worked in a lot of cases. So I think it is clear, at least over the last 3 years, there's been an enormous amount of work done in this area, and I think quite a bit of it has been successful, which isn't to say it has been perfect by a long shot. And that's today is to get as close as we can to that and make improvements on a pretty strong foundation that was already in place. I mean, we've done a lot of inquiry and talked to a lot of people who were involved in the process, and it was a serious process undertaken by people with compassion but serious intent, and resulted in appropriate results in many, many cases, in the vast majority of cases, as we can determine. On the one hand, on the other hand, it's clear that it wasn't an easy process to go through. It also was a process that didn't work all the time and wasn't supportive in ways, or wasn't as supportive as it could be in ways. So I don't think we start in the vast majority of cases from a place saying that there's a fundamental concern about that. But there should be concern about making it better, because we do have people for whom it did not work, for whom it was bad, for whom the outcomes weren't good. And we know that, we recognize that, and that's what we want to address as well.
Again, all the information presented by not only administrators at Texas A&M, but also some announcements from the A&M system regarding student sexual assault and misconduct cases, all online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.